Chapter 10, Prophetic Prayer. Prophetic prayer refers to the prayer in which you speak the will and purpose of God into being by the divine inspiration of the Holy Spirit. When you worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, in the place of prayer, the Holy Spirit causes His word to come forth from you with power and authority. A classic example of prophetic prayer is Jonah's prayer to God when he was in the belly of the fish. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. Jonah chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 4. Jonah was as good as dead, but in his hour of desperation in the fish belly, he refused to give up. Instead, he called upon God because he wanted to see his glory again. He wanted to see Jerusalem again, the city of the great king, where the temple of God was. Jonah understood perfectly what he was doing. He was in a terribly hopeless situation, but then he prophesied, I will look again toward thy holy temple. This is prophetic prayer, and it's important for the believer to pray this way. In prophetic prayer, you put to work the gift of prophecy by which you speak forth the mind of the Father. You speak the will of God into being by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, and it becomes. Refuse to observe lying vanities. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Jonah chapter 2, verse 7 to verse 8. You may read this and think, oh well, Jonah said this after he came out from the fish belly. No, he didn't. He spoke it while still in the belly of the fish. He said, those that observe lying vanities forsake their mercies. He knew that looking at the circumstances would make him forsake the mercies of God. He had come to realize that God loved him more than he loved himself. God cared about his reputation than he ever could. Jonah had come to terms with the Spirit of God, so he refused to dwell on his distressing circumstances, and while still in trouble, he began to thank God for delivering him. Jonah didn't say, God, I know you'll deliver me. Rather, he said, you've delivered me. It takes faith to talk like that. In prophetic prayer, you speak the past tense of God's word. You don't say, I'm going to be healed, or God's going to heal me, or I claim my healing. You declare, I've been healed. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Glory to God. Jonah declared that he gave God sacrifices of thanksgiving. He wasn't thanking God in advance with the hope that God would then do what he thanked him for. He was a prophet of God, and he understood the word of God. He knew God calls things that be not as though they were. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. You're yet to see tomorrow, but God sees and knows your tomorrow. To him, your tomorrow is already in the past. He's not planning for it, for he's already done all that needs to be done about it. What a comfort to know you serve the living God who knows your future and has made adequate preparation for it. Don't ever be moved by the unpleasantness of your present circumstances. Don't observe those negative symptoms of ill health. Jonah considered his gloomy circumstances as lying vanities. If you walk according to your feelings, you will only praise God when you feel good. And when you feel otherwise, you conclude that he's forsaken you. As a child of God, you shouldn't walk according to your feelings or circumstances. Refuse to observe lying vanities. Instead, hold on to what God has said. Turn your trial into triumphant praise. Jonah turned the fish belly into a temple and had church right there. He made up his mind not to wallow in self-pity, but to give sacrifices of praise to God with the voice of thanksgiving. As he did, the sweet-smelling savour of his sacrifice ascended to God. God was moved by it and spoke to the fish to let Jonah go. It responded and vomited Jonah on dry ground. The same way God spoke to that fish and it responded. He can speak to any circumstance that seems to have swallowed you and it will surely respond. You simply need to do as Jonah did. Begin to worship God in the midst of any seemingly hopeless situation you may have gotten into. Declare that you have overcome. Thank Him for your deliverance and victory. These prophetic utterances will bring about the miracle you require and prod you towards fulfilling God's purpose for your life. That's the power of prophetic prayer.